Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports pylon studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 37. No, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out the competition. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Gloves champion and I'm an award-winning boxing artist. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. But guess what? I'm only a writer, a radio talk show host. You buy the pay-per-view. So straight up, what you say is really, really important. So the bottom line is, of course, we've got open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. I guess we're going to dump the Twitter tag, the X tag. I think we're going to dump it. Not average Pedro. I think we're going to dump that in a couple weeks. We'll go over the threads or something like that because I'm anti-Elon Musk. I just am. Straight up, let's talk boxing. Of course, last night, wow, Jesse Bam Bam Rodriguez. Oh, my goodness. I mean, he was amazing. 112-pound fighter. Of course, most 112-pound fighters can't punch their way out of a paper bag. Actually, they can punch, but the gloves are so big. I mean, think about this. Guy's 112 pounds, he wears an 8-ounce glove, an 8-ounce boxing glove. Guy's 265 pounds, he wears a 10-ounce boxing glove. You trying to tell me all those different weight classes in between and the gloves are only changed by 2 ounces? Something's wrong. The smaller guy is handicapped by the bigger gloves, no doubt about that. But last night, Jesse Rodriguez beat up on a guy named Sonny Edwards. And I thought that Sonny Edwards was a black dude from Detroit. He's not. He's the IBF flyweight champion. But he came to us 20-0 with four knockouts. When you've only got four knockouts, it's sort of like going to a gunfight with a knife. You're not going to win. And he didn't win last night. We'll talk about that and more with Sir Thomas Dillamuth on the other side of the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
It's always macho time. Anytime he was around, it was fun, except when he was on cocaine. And that, of course, it was like night and day. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Hector on coke, Hector not on coke, Hector paranoid, Hector unparanoid, bottom line is Hector Macho Camacho, may he rest in peace. Now, last night, of course, a unification match took place, a pretty good fight on DAZN. I'm talking about Jesse Bam Rodriguez, now 19 and zip, 12 KOs, stopped Sonny Edwards. I thought that Sonny Edwards, from his name, was a black guy from Detroit. He's a white guy from England, but he's 20-1 with 4 knockouts. Now, when he came into a gunfight with a big puncher like this guy, and the guy can punch it, at 112 pounds, talking about Rodriguez, 19 and zip now, 12 KOs. But when you come into a fight against a puncher and you've only got 4 KOs, sort of like going into a gunfight or a machine gun fight with a pistol, he's probably not going to win. And he didn't. Obviously, got stopped in the ninth round, got beat up a bit. I got to say, he was real game. There was no doubt about that. But I thought the fight should have been stopped probably about a round and a half or 2 rounds earlier. When he looked, he had the look of resignation in his eyes. And the corner's got to realize that. The corner didn't realize that. They should have. He had the look of resignation in his eyes because he was beaten up. He was thoroughly beaten. There was no way he was going to win this fight. He knew it. I knew it. Everybody knew it. But the corner said, yeah, let's put him out one more time. Bottom line is, corner gets a D-minus on that one for sending him out for another round. I thought they should have stopped that a little bit earlier. And, of course, also a winner this weekend was David Morrell. And he might be the best at 168 pounds. I kid you not. Of course, 168 pounds features the former Mr. Canelo Alvarez. One time the pound-for-pound king. Guy still commands all the money, but I don't think he's top of the line anymore. I really don't. I mean, based on the last three fights he's had, 12 rounds with Dimitri Bivol, he lost that fight. Of course, then he went 12 rounds with John Ryder. John Ryder was like a no-hitter type of guy. He wasn't a threat. And of course, then he went 12 rounds with Mr. Charlo. Mr. Charlo didn't throw a punch at all. At all. In 12 rounds, 36 minutes. If they paid Charlo by the punch, he would have owed people money. That's just the way it was. I mean, come on. So anyway, Canelo gets that pass. Now Canelo's talking about maybe taking on Jaime Munguia. That's going to go down maybe in May. Of course, Munguia has a tune-up fight with the aforementioned John Ryder, who's 32-6 now. Munguia being 42-0, 33 KOs. But the 33 KOs and the 42-0, he hasn't beaten guys. Listen, he's beaten a bunch of Tijuana taxi drivers. No, Greg Haugen said that about Julio Cesar Chavez like 15 or 20 or 30 years ago, whatever it was. But the bottom line is, this guy is like the ultimate in Tijuana cab drivers. He just is. I'm talking about Jaime Munguia, 42 and zip, 33 KOs. He's done nothing to, he's done nothing. I mean, 154 and 160 and 168, that's pushing to 168. All he is a formidable opponent. Of course, now, Canelo Alvarez says he doesn't fight Mexicans. Remember that when they pushed the Benavides fight out? Benavidez is Mexican, I believe, and Ecuadorian. But anyway, when they pushed the Benavidez fight at him, he said, oh, I don't fight Mexicans. But he fought Julio Cesar Chavez, right? And he's probably going to be willing to fight Munguia after Munguia wins next on January 27th. That Munguia will be the opponent come Cinco de Mayo weekend for Canelo Alvarez. Now, with all that being taken in, let's take it to the East Coast, from the West Coast to the East Coast, and bring in Sir Thomas Dillamuth. I got to get this name straight because his agent will jump on me and this and that. So I got it straight. It's Tommy D to me, but to everybody else, it's Sir Thomas Dillamuth. Sir Thomas, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Pedro. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Excited last night. I saw a 112-pounder that can punch with 8-ounce gloves.
Yeah, Ben Rodriguez looks really good. He just unified the titles. He fought a game, Sonny Edwards. By the way, I love the name Sonny Edwards.
Black dude from Detroit. I mean, seriously, man. If I was hanging out in Motown, he'd be next door at the funeral parlor.
Yeah, I agree. Sonny Edwards, you know, he's a solid fighter. He just doesn't have any pop. He doesn't have any knockout power. He's a good boxer. He's a very smart guy, but in the ring, but he just was, you know, no match for Ben Rodriguez. He broke him down pretty much by like the sixth round. Like you said, he looked like, you know, he was game. And I watched a little bit again after we briefly spoke last night, and I have to agree, the corner should have stopped it maybe two rounds before it was actually stopped.
Because he wanted it. I could see it in his eyes. He wanted him to stop it. He was looking at him saying, man, stop this fight, stop this fight. And these guys were oblivious to what he was saying with his – I mean, I could see he was saying stop the fight. Yeah. Anyway, but at the end of the day, Rodriguez, of course, steps up and at 112 pounds. Not too many guys can punch at 112. How come he can punch at 112? Those gloves look awful small. Those gloves look – they look pretty, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say for 8-ounce gloves, he could crack pretty good for 112. For the most part, guys at 112 pounds can't punch their way out of paper bags.
Yeah, I mean, this was his 12th stoppage in 19 fights. It's pretty solid for a guy at, what, 112 pounds they fight at, flyweight?
Yep, flyweight. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Of course, he's going to be tested at 112 and maybe in 115 and 118. We'll see if he can go up in weight because nowadays, guys aren't sticking around in weight classes too often. I mean, look at Devin Haney last week. Of course, the winner in a 12-round decision over Regis Progress, a 12-round shutout, a 36-minute shutout. I mean, Regis was in the fight until the bell rang. And once the bell rang, I mean, let's be honest, he didn't win a minute. He didn't win
him.
I mean,
he didn't win it.
I mean, the first round he went 0 for 19 in jabs. Now listen, the impeccable one's in the other room. Okay, if he was in my corner and I threw 19 jabs and missed the 19 jabs, he would say to me, Pete, maybe we need to do something a little different. Okay, so what do? He sends him out for the round number two. Progress comes out and throws 20 jabs and he misses all 20 jabs. I think in the third round he went 1 for 21.
Yeah, they had no game plan. They had no plan A, no plan B, no plan C. He looked pretty amateurish, you know, for a guy that's a world champion, a guy that's been in there with Josh Taylor and went toe to toe with him in a very close fight. And he goes in against Haney and he didn't look like he knew what to do.
He looked like he was such an impotent performance. He looked like he was tanking it.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, and with that being said, you know, I hear a lot of guys and a lot of people saying the same thing. But I don't want to discredit Haney. I think Haney had a great performance.
Wait, time out. Devin Haney weighed 165 pounds, according to the boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. 164 or something like that. 165. That's not cool. I mean, he's Haney.
They have to change the rules.
Bill Haney and his son have taken advantage of boxing like you wouldn't believe. The 135-pound title run when he didn't, you know, he beat Kambosos twice. That was basically two fixed sparring sessions we had down under. Of course, then he lost to Lomo. And then, of course, he steps up in weight and he gets into a 140-pound title fight. And he wins every second of every round. And I can't put him down for that. But going to 165, I mean, listen. When I fought Ernie Chavez at 147 in the National Golden Gloves, and he moved up to, and he weighed 164 come fight time, I looked across the ring, and I told my corner man, that's not him. And he goes, what? I go, that's not the guy I weighed in against. He goes, how do you know? I go, that ain't him. Because he was so damn big. Okay? That ain't him. Plus, he had a haircut and he shaved. So he looked like a totally different guy, okay? But the whole point was Ernie told me later that he weighed 165 pounds. Now, I weighed like 143. And believe it or not, size matters in two things, right? Pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports. I got to look like a stamp, man. You can't move up. This moving up in weight. Everybody says just move up in weight, move up in weight. They just really don't realize. That's why we have weight classes.
I don't understand it. Remember Gotti against Gamachi? He had a lawsuit against Gotti after that fight because Gotti went up in so much weight.
Yeah.
I don't know if you.
Yeah, I remember that one. Of course, said Joey Gamache suffered permanent injuries allegedly from that fight, right? And he sued the New York State Athletic Commission. Yeah, he sued the New York State Athletic Commission. Hey, listen, Johnny Boz was the matchmaker, and Johnny Boz was sort of behind Joey Gamache. Johnny Boz sort of okayed that fight because Johnny needed some money, I think. That was, may he rest in peace, but the bottom line is that fight should have never, ever taken place, especially, I think Gotti outweighed him like 20 pounds?
Yeah, it was something like that, so it was ridiculous.
Man, well, may Arturo Gotti, may he rest in peace. Hey, let me tell you one thing about Gotti. Every time I saw him in Atlantic City, he was drinking. Every time I saw him, he was drinking and partying. I mean, if he wasn't fighting, he was drinking and partying. That was just the way, that was his lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just was. And I'll say this, we went down to, it was a big strip in Atlantic City. I can't remember what the name of the strip was, but all these clubs and this and that. And man, he was the guy. I mean, he was the guy. You go anywhere with him or around him, and man, it was like, whoa. I mean, he was Mr. Jersey. He was the most popular fighter I think I've ever come across. Well, you know, I mean, as far as regional is concerned, he was the most popular guy I could imagine. I mean, he couldn't go anywhere in Jersey without drawing a crowd.
Wow. Yeah, I believe it.
And did he die? Did he die? Did he kill himself or did his wife kill him? His wife, of course, was accused of murder by a whole lot of people, including some of his relatives, Gotti's relatives, because Gotti was found hung in the house and they lived, I think, in Brazil?
I think it was in Brazil. Yeah. I don't know. I think it was on vacation. I don't know.
No. He was living there.
Okay.
I think they moved in some temporary residency or something like that. But he was living there. And, you know, he either hung himself or somebody hung him. That's what they're trying to say, because he hung off a doorknob or something like that. But the bottom line is his brother, Joe Gotti, believes that he hung himself. So if Joe's willing to go along with that, I'm going to dismiss all those accusations against the wife, the ex-wife or the widow, because the bottom line is, you know, she took Gotti's kid and she moved to Canada. She moved to Gotti's hometown. She took his kid there and moved there. She's living there. I think if she murdered the guy, the last thing she did was like move to his hometown.
That's true. It's a good point. Plus, I mean, I don't know how she would have the strength to, you know, to do it by herself. She would have to need help.
He was a drunk.
Yeah.
He was a you didn't catch what I was trying to say there. He was a fall down drunk.
Yeah, no, okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
hey, Arturo. Wait. What did he say? Oh, that was his post. No, that wasn't his post fight interview. That's him at the club. I said he was a blast to be around, no doubt about that. Fun to be around, but you know he was a drunk. That's all. I mean, may he rest in peace. But he had a thirst problem. He was always thirsty. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with Tommy D after the break.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Muhammad Ali, thanks a lot. I really
I have one more
that.
Poem about your show. Two seconds.
All right.
I asked how much money was I getting, you know, for taking up all my time. You know, I used to get a little paid for this. And they said, your budget's kind of low and you don't pay too much. So I wrote a poem and I'm going to close with this. I love your show and I like your style. But your pay is so cheap, I won't be back for a while.
I put a picture up of Muhammad Ali and myself on a train in 1994 in Shanghai, China. We had our own private train. I put it up on my Facebook page. Check it out. Pedro Pete Fernandez, of course, at Facebook. Straight up, we are on the line, of course, with Tommy D. Sir Thomas Dillamuth coming to us from the East Coast. No doubt about that. Are you in the Bronx?
I'm in the Bronx. Yes,
right.
I am.
All right. What about, did a building collapse in the Bronx this week?
Oh, that was last week. Yeah, it was pretty scary on the other side of the Bronx. Like the corner of the building just totally collapsed.
People get hurt?
You could see people's bedrooms and everything.
People get hurt?
I haven't heard anything. Nobody got killed. I guess nobody was there. And
I mean, that sounds like yeah. South America type of stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And then this past week, few days ago, there was a big fire that in a building too. It's like it's the Bronx.
I sent something to Socrates Palmer. Sent something to his house, and I saw the front door of his house because the Amazon takes a picture of it, right. That's a cool little that's a cool little place he's got.
Yeah, he's in a nice little house there. Yeah, all right. He's in a good section of the Bronx too.
Is that the white section of the Bronx?
Hey, I'll just say the good section.
I don't know how to take that. I'm just gonna let it go at that. All right, let's talk about Showtime ending a 37-year run on television as far as boxing series. Showtime Network, of course, has ended their boxing series. Stephen Espinosa said they're out of the business. Last night, WBA super middleweight champion, talking about David Morrell, 10-0, now 9-KO, scored a second round TKO over Cena Agabekel, who's 28-3 now, 22 KOs. Guy can punch, but that was about it. Bottom line is, that was at the Armory in Minneapolis. He's like selling tickets in Minneapolis. He's a Cuban from Cuba living in Minneapolis. Of all the places he settled in the United States, he ends up in Minneapolis. That blows my mind.
And he does well over there, too. And he's a monster. I mean, you know, this is a fight. This is a fighter. We want to see fight, you know, either Benavidez or Canelo. And I think it's an easy fight to make with Benavidez, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. But here's what's up. But why do you want? Here's what's up. I don't think we need to make that fight right now. I think we need to make one of these guys versus Canelo. Once you got to get Canelo out of the equation. Once you get him out of the equation, then we can figure things out.
But in order to get him out, he has to accept the fight with one of them. And I don't think he's going to do that.
Well, you think he's going to fight Jaime Munguia after Munguia beats Ryder?
You think Ryder's going to be a tune-up? I think Ryder would give him a good competition. I don't think Munguia's that good.
Munguia's not. I told you, listen, I'm criticizing cab drivers in Tijuana when I compare Jaime Munguia to him. Okay, the bottom line is I don't think Jaime's much at all.
I totally agree with you, yeah.
I mean, how he's got.
I think Ryder can upset him. Ryder can beat him.
He doesn't. Here's the thing with Munguia. He isn't a big ticket seller. He's not a big. You don't say, whoa, did you see that last Jaime Munguia fight? I mean, the guy's had 42 fights. What fight? Out of 42 fights, name one fight you want to go back and see, or that's like right on your front doorstep, right? You know, as far as memory is concerned, there aren't any.
Except maybe his last fight, in a fight that he may have lost, but they gave him the win.
Okay, so Morel,
Derevchenko, the Ukrainian.
Yeah. So Morel, and Benavidez probably the two top slots at 168, and of course Canelo maybe. I think it's safe to say Canelo should be number two or 2A. No,
yeah, I agree.
Not until does he have to get? And here's what's funny about this is that, you know, I was looking at this pound. I keep looking at these pound for pound lists, and they keep rating Saul Alvarez over Dimitri Bivol. Who writes this? Mexicans?
I don't know, but I don't know how you can do that. I mean,
have you seen that in all these polls? They rank him over Bivol.
That's insane. That's insane. Especially when you're talking about pound for pound. I mean, they both fought at the same weight, and Bivol outclassed them at least 8 of the 12 rounds. You know, maybe 9. You know, total dominance. I don't know how you can have Canelo above Bivol.
Okay, here's what's up. The Impeccable One, I couldn't get him enough money, but Jake Paul wanted to fight him. I said, okay, I was going to put the Impeccable One in with Jake Paul. Impeccable One, we couldn't get enough money for it. So this guy named Andre August stepped in instead and got knocked out in one round. Now, when you get knocked out in one round by Jake Paul, should there be some suspicions about that?
Absolutely. I didn't watch the fight, and I'm suspicious. Yeah, I mean, one round against, I mean, you know, maybe against me, he may get me out of one round, but you know, that's, I think he's a joke. I mean, he's good and bad for boxing. I mean, he's helped a few people. He's helped Amanda Serrano. So you can't say, you know, he's bad,
the people he's helped. I love the fact that he's helped all these different people. Yeah. And I think he's good for boxing. But the bottom line is he couldn't beat me. I mean, he just couldn't.
He could not.
I mean, I look at his skills and this, and I say to myself, man, if I was about his weight,
one hand behind your back, he couldn't beat.
I wouldn't go the one hand behind the back type of thing. I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't disrespect him to that point. I tell you, hey, here's a good one. I was doing we were doing outdoor exhibitions here in Washington Square here in North Beach. It was like 1984, 85, something like that. Anyway, bottom line is we're doing outdoor exhibitions, and we have time to kill, so I decided I would challenge anybody in the crowd. Okay, so anyway, I was looking at these bikers out there. These bikers were scared. They didn't do it. I go, come on, guys. One of you guys, you know, big old biker type dudes. Because I figured for sure one of these biker guys are going to step in the ring with me, and I'll get to embarrass them. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was looking forward to, embarrassing one of these big old bulky bikers, right? So instead, this chick says she wants to take me on. So I said, whoa, wow. Okay. So the chick gets in the ring with me. She ended up having 12 pro fights. I didn't know she could fight, and she could fight a little bit. Anyway, she came in there trying to kill me. Right, she was trying to kill me. So anyway, so I grabbed her ass in a clinch, and she went absolutely. She's a lesbian. She went absolutely nuts. She went nuts. I mean, she went berserk. I mean, it was like she was doing like a Hagler Hearns type of thing, chasing me around the ring, going nuts. I mean, and all I did was grab her ass a couple times. Anyway, but the bottom line is, so we get off the ring, and the exhibition's over with. And we get out the ring, and they're taking off my gloves. And I see this scuffle coming towards me. And I'm saying to myself, whoa, this don't look good. So I pulled out the glove real quick and this and that. And her lesbian lover came up to me, and she was going to light me up. We had a little scuffle. ringside out there at Washington Square. I remember the Examiner picked up on that. There was a scuffle ringside. We couldn't figure out what it was exactly. That was a scuffle. Of course, me fighting the lesbians. I didn't take advantage of her. I didn't beat her up. I should have beat her up because she was trying to kill me. Tommy D, she was trying to kill me. I'm telling you, I have never, shoo, 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 those are the punches going by. I'm saying to myself, whoa, she's dead serious here, man. She just is. She hit me low a couple times, and she was a dirty fighter. Speaking of, let's go back to regular boxing. Sandor Martin, he was a winner yesterday. He says he's the top contender for Devin Haney. Can he compete with Devin Haney at 140? Can anybody compete with him?
So, but I think it's a good name just because of, you know, Sandor Martin. You know, he ended this guy's career. Garcia, you know, he's the last guy to beat him, and then you know, he should have got the win against Tio. I mean, it's a good it's a good name.
What did T.O. say in the corner that before the? Do I still have it?
Do I still got it? Yeah, that's what Sandor Martin made him do. He almost made him retire, right? So I mean, you know, that's a pretty good thing for Sandor Martin to say. He only he made one guy retire. And
okay, now you brought up Teofimo Lopez. What's he doing now?
Well, supposedly he's got a fight lined up in February Super Bowl weekend against Jermaine Ortiz.
What about Matias? I thought he was supposed to fight Matias, no?
Well, he offered a contract offer to Matias. Matias has broken hands, so he cannot fight. Okay, he wants to fight sometime in April, May. You
know. All right.
That's all.
Is Matias the unknown commodity at 140?
I think he's the most unknown, and he's getting more attention now. He hasn't really fought any big names. T.O. and you would say Devin Haney are the top two names at 140. Maybe, because people know he is Rolly. But I don't think Rolly's anything special anyway. So, but,
Wait. Did you just denigrate Rolly Romero? Is that who you were talking about? The great Rolando Romero, the greatest pay-per-view fighter in the history of boxing? That's what he says he is.
He's special. He's very special.
Yeah, special like in riding in a yellow bus.
That's exactly what I mean. Hey, you said it first.
So does the yellow bus on the East Coast mean the same thing as the yellow bus on the West Coast?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's terrible. I can't believe I just said that. I can't believe it. The Pecco one's the other room shaking his head. I can't believe you did that. Anyway, bottom line is,
we've got fights coming. You took it to the bus.
Yeah, we took it to the bus. Stick around. After the break, we'll spend a couple more minutes together talking about next week's card, okay?
You got it.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, next week, Anthony Joshua taking on Otto Wallen. Otto Wallen should have been heavyweight champion of the world. Of course, he cut Tyson Fury to the point where the fight should have been stopped, and it wasn't stopped because it was Tyson Fury and the boxing establishment didn't want to give the title to Otto Wallen. Of course, the co-feature, Deontay Wilder and Joseph Parker. Deontay should be arrested for domestic abuse before this fight even starts. That's how one-sided I think this fight's going to be. Straight up, we'll talk about that more with Sir Thomas Dillamuth on the other side of the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Listen, I'm not scared of these guys. These guys think they intimidate me, and they think that they're scared. Oh, well, if they're scared, that's on them. I'm going to bring the pain to them. And that's all it is. Then we're going to see how tough you are. Tough guy. I like tough guys. All the time in prison, I always ran these guys. They were tough. When they were in, they ain't tough. When they get confronted, they ain't tough. When I bring that pain to them, they ain't tough. They ain't never, they think they know they've been around crazy niggas. Oh, no. They don't know one. They don't know a crazy nigga. No, they really don't.
Somebody was telling me the other day, they remember some of the street fights that I had here in the city by the bay. Adelina told me that she looked out her window and saw me and Tony Barnett fighting the street for over 20 minutes. I said, how do you know it was 20 minutes? She goes, because it was most of a soap opera. I missed most of the soap opera watching you two guys fight. Of course, I thought that was the greatest street fight in my lifetime because I went after it. I was hyperventilating for like 45 minutes to an hour afterwards. I was like shot. I never have been that close to death in my entire life, and I won. Of course, Tony Barnett, then the neighborhood bully and this and that, but we took care of that. Speaking of bullies, of course, let's talk about Showtime Championship Boxing. Of course, it was HBO Championship Boxing. Of course, HBO used to beat around. HBO was a bully on the block. They used to beat Showtime up for the most part. They got the better stars. They got the better fights. They had the better broadcast teams. I mean, everything was sort of better. But then again, you know, Showtime had its moments. No doubt about that. Of course, 35 years of Showtime Championship Boxing with some great fights on there. Julio Cesar Chavez, Evander Holyfield, of course, appeared 18 times. Chavez 17 times on Showtime, Mike Tyson, Canelo Alvarez, Felix Trinidad, Johnny Tapia, Joe Calzaghe, Kasha Zhu, Andre Ward, Deontay Wilder. Andre Ward, of course, won the Super 6 on Showtime. Of course, that sort of elevated him to superstardom or to where he got. Earl Spence, I mean, I keep going, but probably the best fight ever on Showtime, according to Dan Raphael, and I think I sort of agree with him here because it ended the life, I believe, of Diego Corrales, because it was Diego Corrales winning TKO 10, Jose Luis Castillo. That was May 7, 2005, according to Dan Raphael. It was like a horrific bout. I thought the fight should have been stopped a lot sooner, but the fight, when it ended, I mean, even though Diego Corrales won, he lost in my mind. Now, we take it back to the East Coast, of course, bringing a man that knows a whole lot about Showtime Championship Boxing. What were your favorite fights? The Marquez fights?
Yeah, the trilogy. Well, they actually fought four times. The fourth fight wasn't really as good as the first three. You know, Israel Vasquez against Rafael Marquez. They had some great battles. Probably the greatest. I mean, would you call it a trilogy even though they fought four times?
Yeah, I think it's fair.
Yeah, I think it's the greatest trilogy.
Unless the impeccable one come up with a net. Can you come up with something for four fights? No. A quad? He came up. That's it, a quad. We're done.
Quad. Yeah, those are like more memorable. And then if you go back, Hagler and Mugabe was a great one too.
Hagler and Mugabe, I was there that day sitting ringside. I think it was raining that day. In fact, I remember my cousin Jim went to Walgreens and bought a bunch of trash bags. You know those Glad garbage bags, those big Glad garbage bags. And
he as a poncho.
Yeah, and he was selling them for $10. He sold them for $10 a pop. I mean, he was a capitalist.
Wow.
Of course, he had a dope problem too. But the bottom line is, I mean, when you combine the two, the little dope fiend was running back and forth to the Walgreens getting more bags. He made about.
They did that. I went to Michigan to see a football game.
Yeah.
And they were charging around $10. So imagine that was what, an 86?
Yeah, he made 86. And I remember he had a little hustle with some cab driver or something like that. I said, where are you getting these? He goes, the cab driver's taking me straight to Walgreens. Like, blah, blah, blah. I said, why don't you just like buy 10 boxes instead of buying two boxes at one time? Anyway, bottom line is, you know, it is what it is, but he made a lot of money, no doubt about that. And those were, you know, the Showtime Championship Boxing. I look back at Showtime Championship Boxing and think about its creator, the man that really put it on the map in Jay Larkin, the man that died of brain cancer about 10 or 12 years ago. He was my buddy. He was a good guy. Jay was a good guy. In fact, Jay had me audition one time for Showtime Championship Boxing, and he gave me a coked-out Zab Judah to interview. And when I say coked out, the reason why I'm saying that is that I looked at the interview afterwards, and he never looked at the camera one time. He never looked at me one time. Wow. His eyes were moving around his head like a pinball machine.
Wow.
Pop, 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 pop. And I'm saying to myself, man, this ain't going to work. And, of course, I didn't get hired by Showtime. Soon thereafter, Jay Larkin got sick and got brain cancer. Of course, he and Dan Duva, they both died from basically the same thing. And they were pretty both good guys. Of course, Dan Duva being the man that brought us pay-per-view back in 1981 when he decided he would put the Ray Leonard-Tommy Hearns fight on limited pay-per-view across the country. And Don King and Bob Arum said that was the end of the boxing business, that Dan Duva was going to kill it, that pay-per-view would kill it. Now, the internet has killed it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
65,000 homes the other night for Devin Haney. That's what Boxing's PhD tried to say yesterday, or he said. 65,000 homes for Devin Haney and Regis Progress, 65,000 homes. Does that mean if you talk about it money-wise, it's like $2.5 million if you split it down the middle with the cable company. So they made $2.5 million on the pay-per-view. I guess they didn't lose money.
I mean, it had a good they had a good crowd. I think they sold out the actual arena.
You know, that's what they say. But nobody I know, a few people I know did go to the fight here in San Francisco. They said the arena was well received, but it wasn't packed to the core. You know, whatever it was. But the bottom line is, at the end of the night, we had 36 minutes of dominant boxing by Mr. Devin Haney. But the bottom line is, and I'm gonna say it again. When Ray Leonard and I were hanging together and training together for the second Tommy Hearns fight back in 1989 in West Palm Beach, Florida, I asked him. We were sitting in a jacuzzi. I said to him, "Ray, what's the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter? Because the willingness to gamble. That's why Devin Haney is a good fighter. He's not a great fighter. You feel me?"
Yeah, I see. But you know, I think Devin Haney is great for the sport of boxing right now because, from what I see, it seems like he wants to fight the top guys. I'd want to fight him too. To fight Tank.
Yeah, if I had a 25-pound weight advantage, I want to fight him too.
Yeah, but he's talking about moving up to welterweight. You know, he said he would like to fight Boots Ennis. I mean, you know, would he get criticized before Boots Ennis and lost?
Speaking of guys, I heard somebody shot me a text here. Montana Love, stick a fork in him, huh?
I think he's done. Yeah, I don't think he has the mental capability to fight anymore, to be honest. I don't think he's taking it as serious. I don't think he takes his craft serious, you know.
Okay,
we shall see.
Okay, what about Joseph Parker and Deontay Wilder? Is that going to be like must-watch TV? You want to watch that because Parker's probably going to sleep early?
I think that the whole card is pretty solid. I like the card. I think Joshua stops him early. I'm going to say Joshua in three. The fight I'm really intrigued about is Joshua against Wilder. Waleen is no pushover. You know, I think Waleen could put off the upset and beat Anthony Joshua.
Maybe, but the establishment will not let him. They denied him the opportunity against Tyson Fury.
That is true. Yeah, I mean, they should have stopped the fight with Fury.
Tyson Fury's eyeball was hanging out.
Yeah, and they still go, that is true.
Let it continue. That's okay.
Go ahead. But I'm going to call the upset. I'm picking Waleen to beat Joshua next week.
Okay, and Wallen, of course, has only lost that one fight to Fury. The 26th, we got the monster, Nanoa Inoue, taking on Marion Topalez. Topalez doesn't have a chance here at all?
I don't think he has any shot. I mean, he has a shot because he's going to enter the ring, but that's about it.
Okay, so after the introduction, it's over?
It's pretty much over.
Okay, who in the hell is Frederick Lawson that Virgil Ortiz is fighting? Do you know?
I have no idea who that is. And is this at 154?
Yeah, they're going to fight at 154 super welterweight. You know
what? Because he can't make 147.
You know what's unfortunate about that is that I think that when he came up with that blood issue and couldn't make weight and this kind of stuff, I think he should just walk away. You know what I'm trying to say? I mean, if there's something wrong with you and you can't cut weight and be strong and this kind of stuff, that's what this sport's all about. I mean, this is an amateur wrestling.
Well, fight in a more natural weight. I mean, he wasted what 2.5 years of his career. Right? I mean,
on the shelf.
Yeah. What is left for him to do?
Okay, I got a question for you.
Build himself back up.
What is Peacock boxing any good? This boxing on Peacock, are they any good? Have you watched any of these fights at all?
No, I have not. I didn't even know they had fights on
Well,
Peacock.
January 20th, they've got the IBF female welterweight title on with Natasha Jones taking on Michaela Meyer. Are you challenging the winner?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I actually seen Michaela Meyer. So okay. I think she would whip me.
Okay, what about your what about your agent? Is your agent game?
No, I don't think she has any shot as well.
February the 17th.
And she beats me.
So. She beats me too, without a doubt. Tyson Fury taking on Oleg Usyk, of course, February the 17th. Is that going to go?
You know what? I don't know. Fury is so weird and strange. Like, he may pull out. I don't. Tommy D, hold on.
Tyson Fury's on the other line right now. Let's hear from Tyson Fury. You think he's back on the blow?
Who knows?
Or is he just nutty? He's just nutty, huh?
I think it's all of the above.
Well, you know,
honestly, I really do.
At one point in time, I thought he was he shined a bright light on the boxing world. Now I think he's a blight.
Yeah. When he fought Vlad, I picked him to beat Vlad. And he outboxed him lovely. And I was like, you know, this guy is the goods. And then he just went into, I don't know where he went.
Okay.
You know, so
Larry Merchant and I were talking about boxing this week. Mm-hmm. And he said there's fights on all kinds of different channels. And I'm looking at the thing right here. December 13th, Pro Box TV. Fight Plus, December 14th. DAZN, December 14th. DAZN, December 15th. DAZN the 16th, Showtime the 16th, ESPN Plus the 16th, DAZN the 16th, DAZN Pay-Per-View the 23rd, ESPN Plus. In other words, there's fights all over the place. There is boxing to Peacock coming back on January 20th with Natasha Jones versus Thomas Dillamuth. So, boxing is happening. ESPN Plus going to go with Bill Godoy and Eric Bazayan, the super middleweights, is going to go on the 25th of January. And, of course, the 27th, Jaime Munguia, my favorite taxi driver from Tijuana, taking on John Ryder. So boxing
is happening, but not on TV. They're going to be on streaming apps.
Yeah, but the bottom line is that is TV nowadays.
Yes, that is TV now.
That is TV. In fact, you know, Larry had problems getting the zone, so I hooked up the zone for him the other day, so he's going to be, you know, I think we're going to go down next week. I would like to go down for the 23rd and watch the fights with him at his house. I mean, it was wonderful to see him this week. You would not believe how much energy he has for 92.9 years. I mean, I'm just blown away by his energy, man. So he took me all over Santa Monica. He took me all over Santa Monica. We went down to Santa Monica Pier. A couple people knew boxing, said hello to him. He got nods. We were walking by. They knew he was a godfather. Knew it.
They knew he was a godfather.
They knew he was a godfather. Awesome. I'm serious, man. He got these tips of the hat. You know, people would tip their hat at him and stuff like that. It was really cool hanging around with him.
Yeah. I think next week is going to be a great card. I like the card top to bottom. There's some good fights there, and there's some good names on the card.
Okay, so how much is this card on pay-per-view?
I want to see, is it 69 or 79 or something like that?
Okay, so what are the chances of this doing 65,000 homes too?
Well, the Fury and Ngannou, what they did, like 50?
Well, I don't know, 50, you know, 65,000 homes.
Something,
you know why?
Like that,
because
so.
Everybody except the impeccable one steals it. He pays for it.
I think this should do a lot better. You have big names on the card. You have Anthony Joshua, who does pretty well.
That just makes people want to steal it more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the piracy is crazy right now.
Listen, I go different places and that, and I can't snitch people off, okay? But everywhere I go, people are ripping off cable.
Yeah.
I mean, I went over some guy's house. He was a TV executive at one point in time. He had a hot box.
Hey, that's the word in the street. I don't know anything.
I don't know nothing.
This is what I hear.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, you've got guys like Socrates Palmer that watches boxing through binoculars in somebody else's window.
Yeah, I have to close the blinds sometimes because I feel like he's out there looking.
No doubt about that. Anyway, you have a good week. Kiss your agent. Give her my best. Give the family the best. We'll talk real soon.
I will. You too. Have a good week.
The great Sir Thomas Dillamuth on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for
give
it?
You one postscript? After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
So I asked Larry Merchant this week. I said to him, "You talk to Jim Lampley?" He said, "No, I don't talk to Jim anymore." I said, "Cool." So I told him a story about Jim Lampley and his wife. Let me tell you this. We're at a party at the Mandalay Bay Hotel. Larry's there, and I think Larry had a couple pops. Everybody's had a couple pops. I mean, it's back in the day where everybody was having pops, okay? I'm talking about drinks. So anyway, Mrs. Bree Walker, that was Jim Lampley's wife's name. She was a TV broadcaster, a TV news lady down there in L.A., but she had these crab hands. It's called E-troc-dacy, I can't even say the name. Anyway, E-C-T-R-O-D-A-C-T-Y-L-Y. Can't say it anyway. It's a deformed hand, and they're cleft hands or whatever. Like, you only have, like, two fingers or something like that. Anyway, it's pretty, it's not good to look at. It's unattractive, okay? So anyway, I'm at this party, at this post-fight party, and Mrs. Lampley's there, and Jim's there having, you know, just having a few drinks and the whole nine. Everybody's having a good pops. Mike Tyson's there and this and that. So I see Mrs. Bree Walker, Mrs. Lampley, then she walks over, she's talking with this black guy, and she starts rubbing on his member. She starts rubbing on his thing, you know, I mean his member, you know what I'm talking about? Like down between his legs. She's rubbing between his legs. And I'm going, whoa, I see what this is happening right in front of me, right in front of me. Okay? So Jim Lampley jumps up from his seat, and he runs over and he grabs the old lady and he starts choking her. He puts her in a chokehold. He's got like, he's shaking her, this and that, right? So I say, Jim, let go. He wouldn't let go. So I grabbed him, being an ex-cop, I threw a police chokehold on him, right? And Lampley wouldn't let go until he was going to sleep, you guys. I was going, I go, you mother duck. Okay, let go of her. Let go, let go, let go. And he finally, the only reason why he let go, because he was starting to lose consciousness. I kid you not. So anyway, I bring this up because Larry Merchant says I can dump on him now that he's no longer, he's not friends with Jim Lampley anymore. Anyway, Jim Lampley's wife Then afterwards, his next wife said that he committed domestic violence against her. And then this lady, Bree Walker, said he never committed domestic violence against her in her entire life. Of course, I was there when he choked her to death almost. Let me put it to you like this. Had I not pulled him off his wife, he would have killed her. There was absolutely no doubt in my mind. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live, worldwide production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I got to want to add the impeccable one here because he's like tolerating me. Of course, I'm talking about the great Bailey Peck. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live, worldwide. Of course, next time we come to you, it'll be next week, of course, after the big fights in Saudi Arabia. But this has been Ring Talk Live, worldwide, a production of Sports Byline.